We have a very special guest joining us on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline.
We gotta make it official.
Good morning to Lions head coach Dan Campbell.
Whoa!
Good morning, Dan.
Thank you for having me on. Happy to be on with you boys this morning. Got my dub up this morning, even though I couldn't get the dub up last night.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you, gentlemen. Tough times these days. Tough times going around. Lost last night. Wildfires. My TikTok career is over before I could get off the ground. Tough times. But you know what they say about tough times?
What's that?
It makes men tougher. Makes men harder. Make no mistake when I say this, gentlemen. I'm going to be tougher. I'm going to be harder than I've ever been in my life after we get through this.
No one's ever said that before, ever.
Well, you know, we want you to get through it, Dan, and I can tell it's really hitting you because you seem to be sniffling a lot. Your Lions, the number one seed, heading into the playoffs. You had a historic season. I know, Dan. Historic season for your club. What happened?
It's my fault.
No.
It's my fault.
No, it's not.
It's my fault. Fault mine, fault me, me fault. But hard-fought game, hard-fought season. Didn't go our way last night, but my boys fought on and fought with it. Couldn't be any prouder. Couldn't be prouder of my men. I would do anything for my men, okay? I would gnaw off my hand for my men. I would sit stoically on a 90-minute flight while a conversation happened around me for my men.
Wow.
I would cheese grate my pants python off to him.
Oh, my God.
Boy downstairs for my men. Now, look, my boys, not my boys' best performance as a team, not my best performance as a head coach, but I poured my soul into this season, into this game, suffered 5 heart attacks when we were down at halftime.
Whoa.
God.
Saw those pearly gates and busted out to be with my boys. Last night, my headset was plugged into a car battery on the sidelines. Heaven hath no fury like a number one seed head coach giving it all for his team.
Wow, this is a lot of great information, Dan Campbell.
5 heart attacks in
halftime. He just came back to coach in the second half. Well, God, you okay, coach? It's okay. So it was a tough season, though. You did have some excuses, 16 players on injured reserve, a lot going against y'all, and you still did manage to get the number one seed, so that is something to be proud of.
Suffered a lot of injuries this season, no doubt about that. Suffered some in the game. My boy Goff got decapitated out there, his head rolling back to the end zone during that pick six. Our backup teddy bear doing his best out there while they sutured Jared's head back onto his corpse. That didn't stop him. He's a fighter. He's a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had gout. He'd still go out there and ask for more. And then some.
That's more than we can say for some of our coworkers.
As fate would have it, though, our Frankenstein of a Jared had one of those bolts loose after he got back up, coughing up blood, coughing up the ball to Washington as his guts are on the field. He looked at me last night, swear to Zeus, Pell's a ghost. On the sidelines, he said, put me in, coach. A moment later, I gave him a transfusion of blood that flowed into him, birthing his second life. Just thinking of that, thinking of his resolve. Could probably hear this, the hairs on my shaft standing up.
Yeah, there it is, yeah.
Yeah, I hear it.
Us too, yeah. Pretty inspiring.
No one like my Jared, though, okay? Nobody. Kid doesn't even know where the sun comes from. Have to explain heliocentric cosmic theology to him every practice, but that doesn't stop him from giving it his all. Once he stops seeing stars, my boys went a golf on them, handing off the ball to perfection in between all those interceptions, I guess.
God, so he's having to explain heliocentric theology to him every single practice.
No wonder they lost.
You mentioned those interceptions. You had 5 turnovers. Why do you think that happened?
Well, simple as we just beat ourselves, all right?
Uh-huh.
You face a lot of formal opponents in the battlefield, but the greatest opponent is you face yourself, okay? Number one seed in the NFL, the NFC. No one's better than us. That being said, sometimes you have to push yourself. Face yourself in the mirror. Sometimes you got to play with yourself. You're your own worst enemy. So I think we got in our way, preventing us from going where we need to go. But aside from turnovers, I thought it was a well-called game. Ben Johnson had some black magic book of the damned he was calling plays from all season. I look over half our drives. Ben's on his knees doing some sort of pagan ritualistic chant.
Pagan.
I asked him on a fourth down, should we go for it? His eyes were black, and he was foaming at the mouth, speaking Latin.
Oh, man.
Love that enthusiasm. Rock hard. But at some point, you got to pay the piper, maybe, instead of lining up head coaching jobs during halftime while I was snorting lines of Viagra with St. Peter. He should have been keeping a better eye on his voodoo dolls. Maybe we would have got a win last night.
I guess that would explain why the Lions' offense has been so good this year. They've been resorting to black magic. Speaking of Ben Johnson, it has been reported that he is in the running for a lot of coaching opportunities other places, along with Aaron Glenn, your defensive coordinator. How confident are you that your team can move forward if one or both of those guys leaves the organization?
Ever heard of the ship of Theseus? If you swap out all the parts, it's the same ship. It's a philosophical question. This is the Motor City where machines are built. The T-1000 changes into John Connor's foster mother. Is he still a killing machine on a mission? You bet your tiny nutsack, DJ, we still have a mission.
Hey, how do you know that?
He's right. They're tiny.
He is right.
People come and go. It's a state of mind. You nut up or die. You put in the work. You reap the rewards. You plant those fields of glory. You plow. You plow and plow and plow, and those bloodlines continue. Next question, preferably from someone who's not a bitch.
I'll handle you, this Justin. One.
I'll take this one.
I'll take this one. Well, we're talking, of course, to Lions head coach Dan Campbell here on Work in Progress on the Ticket. Coach, can you talk a little bit to us about your opponent, Dan Quinn? You know, he took a stagnant 4-win Commanders
team. Respect from Dan Quinn, okay? It's respect. A man worthy of an opponent. One of the greatest warriors I faced off against. I would fight, sword fight with them to the death. Be my greatest pleasure to have my blood spilt by him if it came to it. If tomorrow was my last day on earth, be an honor if he was my second. But you know, at the end of the day, fortune favors the bold. He spent the last 3 seasons serving under football Beelzebub down in Dallas. And what do you get for that? The gods smile on him. His team continues on. You know what? We're not done, though. We're not done. You think this loss is going to set us back on our dreams? Never. We're going to get together. We're going to rally the troops. We're going to show up next Sunday at the NFC Championship game anyway, and if it comes to it, we'll show up again next year and kick Satan straight in this stupid-looking scrotum of his, lift our names into halls of football glory. So, yeah, this defeat stings. It's supposed to sting, but you know what? I've been here before. I've fought demons before. I faced harder trials and tribulations than the Commanders brought. I went to A&M. I bobbed and weaved jars left and right.
Yeah.
Had a mullet. Nothing's going to keep me down. Nothing's going to hold us down. Nothing's going to keep us down. Nothing's going to hold me down. Shout out to Liam Payne.
Oh, Liam Payne? I didn't realize the coach was into One Direction. Wow.
I guess so many mentions on E! News, it's just burned into them.
Well, I think we let him go. Thank you very much there to Coach Dan Campbell, who's going to have to go comb the hairs on his shaft.
Pretty brave of him to come on the day after such a tough loss.
I'm glad he chose us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if he did call you a bitch with a tiny nutsack.
Yeah. Look, I understand. Compared to Dan Campbell, yeah, absolutely.
All right. There he is, the great Dan Campbell. And shout out to him, who gave up ham radio for us to interview the Lions head coach.
There's no way he had anything else planned for that. So I think he's pretty lucky.
Bailed him out there, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.